Welcome to Beta Finch, your AI-powered earnings breakdown. Today, we're diving into Intel's second quarter 2026 numbers, and there's a lot to unpack here. But before we get into it, this podcast is AI-generated content for educational and entertainment purposes only. Nothing we discuss should be considered investment advice. Always do your own research and consult a qualified financial advisor before making any investment decisions.
And Alex, this was not a quiet quarter from Intel. Seven straight quarter of beating guidance, and CEO Lip-Bu Tan called it the strongest revenue growth in over 15 years.
Let's start with the headline numbers. Second quarter revenue came in at $16.1 billion. That's $1.8 billion above the midpoint of guidance. Non-GAAP gross margin was 41.8%, about 280 basis points better than expected. And EPS was 42 cents versus guidance of just 20 cents.
That EPS beat is huge, more than double the guide. And it wasn't just financial engineering. CFO Dave Zinsner said it was driven by higher revenue, better yields, and higher ASPs from mix and pricing. Operating cash flow was $7 billion, and they're sitting on about $30 billion in cash and short-term investments.
The big theme of this call, though, is supply versus demand. Intel says demand is outpacing supply across basically everything, leading-edge logic, wafers, memory, substrates. Zinsner put a number on it too, noting they were undershipping demand by more than $1 billion last quarter.
Which is a good problem to have, but it does mean they're leaving revenue on the table. That's part of why CapEx is jumping. They're now guiding to more than $20 billion for 2026, up significantly from where they started the year, and 2027 CapEx is expected to be significantly higher still.
Let's talk segments, because there's a real divergence here. Data Center and AI, DCAI, was the star, $6.3 billion in revenue, up 24% sequentially and 59% year-over-year. Operating profit, there was $2.5 billion, 40% margin, up about $1 billion quarter-over-quarter.
Server CPU growth was described as the strongest on record. Xeon 6 is one of the fastest ramping products in company history. And they launched Xeon 6 Plus, codenamed Clearwater Forest. That's their first server chip built on the 18A process.
On the client side, CCPG, which used to just be the PC business, now rebranded to include physical AI, revenue was $8.9 billion, up 15% sequentially. But Zinsner was pretty candid that the strength was mostly ASP-driven, some mix, some price increases to offset rising costs, rather than unit growth.
And that's an important nuance for listeners. The underlying PC market is actually expected to be sub-seasonal in the second half, down low double digits for all of 2026, largely because of rising memory prices and constraints. So client revenue holding up is really about pricing power and product mix skewing toward higher-end chips, not a booming PC market.
There was also a notable inventory charge in client, about $173 million hit to operating profit, tied to products that weren't fully completed due to chipset shortages. Intel decided it made more sense to redirect that capacity elsewhere.
Now, Intel Foundry. This is the piece everyone watches closest given the turnaround story. Foundry revenue was $5.8 billion, up 6% sequentially, with 18A output up more than 50% quarter over quarter and running about 25% above internal targets. External foundry revenue specifically was $293 million, still small, but the operating loss narrowed to $2.1 billion. Improving $348 million from last quarter.
And they gave a real cost data point. Panther Lake's primary SKU cost is down roughly 50% year-to-date, with another 20% reduction targeted by year-end.
The forward-looking piece that stood out to me was 14A. PDK 0.5 is done. PDK 0.9 is on track for October. And defect density and transistor performance are actually outpacing where 18A was at the same stage. They committed to risk production in the second half of 2027 and full high-volume ramp in 2028.
On the Q&A, a few things jumped out. Analysts kept pushing on whether the CapEx increase means Intel has actual signed external foundry customers. Zinsner's answer was somewhat guarded. He said the investment reflects confidence across all business units and long-term agreements, but he stopped short of naming hard commitments tied specifically to 14A or 18AP.
There was also good color on the ASIC business. Lip-Bu called a potential $100 billion-plus TAM opportunity, and Zinsner said that business is now approaching a $2 billion annual run rate, up from about $1.2 billion mentioned last quarter. The Fortinet security processor partnership was cited as a proof point.
And gross margin guidance. Third quarter is guided to 42%, essentially flat versus second quarter's 41.8%. Zinsner explained that's a mix of good news and bad news. They avoid repeating that inventory charge, but Panther Lake and Granite Rapids, while improving, are still below corporate average margins as they ramp.
For guidance overall, third quarter revenue is $15.80 to $16.80 billion, midpoint $16.3 billion, with EPS guided to 38 cents. Zinsner was also clear that supply improvements are skewed toward the back half of third quarter and into fourth quarter, so don't expect the shortage to just disappear this quarter.
So stepping back, what's the story for investors watching this one? Intel's execution has clearly improved. Seven quarters of beating guidance is a real trend, not a fluke. Server demand is strong, and the 18A ramp is validating internally. But the foundry bet is still unproven externally. External revenue is under $300 million, and CapEx is about to step up meaningfully at a time when free cash flow could get squeezed by back-end investments like packaging and substrates.
Right, and before we wrap, everything discussed is AI-generated analysis for educational purposes. Past performance doesn't guarantee future results. Please do your own due diligence.
Intel's next update comes in October alongside the 14A PDK 0.9 milestone. That'll be a key checkpoint for whether this foundry turnaround story keeps building credibility with external customers.
Lots to watch between now and then. Thanks for tuning in to Beta Finch. We'll catch you next time.